Today is Daf Samach Beis. We are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots, second line from the bottom. Beishamai Omer Shnei Zecharim. Beishamai said that the mitzvah of Pru Revu is to have two boys, two males. My time of Beishamai. What's the reason for that? Where'd that come from? So, Yalfinan Mi Moshe. We learned it out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Dechsiv, it says that Moshe had two children. B'nai Moshe, two sons. Gershom the Eliezer. Right? Where's that pasuk? That pasuk is in Divrei HaYamim. Ask the Aruch Lanei, you couldn't get a pasuk from the Chumash? You had to go to Divrei HaYamim to get a pasuk? What's the answer to that question, Mati? What's the answer?
Yes, you couldn't get it.
The answer is because in Divrei HaYamim, they mention girls too. And in the Torah, they many times do not. They leave them out. So, we were trying to prove that Moshe didn't have any daughters. In the Torah, you can't always prove that. In Divrei HaYamim, you can. So, Bedafka, they go to Divrei HaYamim, only had two sons. Gershom and Eliezer. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel learns out, Mibriyaso Shel Olam. Well, Hashem created Adam and Chava. Right? Hashem created Adam and Chava. The rest of the world, Hashem didn't create. He let nature take its course. But those two, he created himself. So what do you see? A male and a female. Beishamai, Yalfi Mibrasa Shalom. So how doesn't Beishamai learn like that? From the creation of the world. He says, you know why? Ain't done an Efsher, Mishi'i Efsher. You can't learn out something possible from something impossible. What does that mean? Says Rashi on top, amazing Rashi. Di'i lo ibroi Chava. If Hashem wouldn't have created Chava, lo hayin nekev rachwiti. Where's a female coming from? But of you, Mishi Yeshlo Shnei Zecharim, you only have sons. Nikkei was Harbi Bolo. There's a lot of women out there. Right? A lot of women out there. Not the only one that is only. Had Hashem, Rashi just said, had Hashem not created Chava, well, where's the woman coming from? Hashem had no choice. It would have been a very short endeavor. Had he just created one person, just Mr. Adam. He had no choice. You only have sons? All right, there's other girls out there.
That makes sense.
Why?
Because he originally created Adam to have himself.
What do you mean?
Well, Adam was originally created as a single unit that was able to reproduce by himself.
That's a major sound effect.
No, but the pasuk says that the Rebbe Shlomo said that it's not good for a man to live alone.
Exactly.
That means so, for reproduction.
Well, only way you can reproduce if you got a woman. And that's why... There you have a woman, and that's what the Rashi is saying here.
Exactly, but you're answering the same thing. It's not good for him to live
alone. I'm not asking.
It's not good for him to live alone. That doesn't mean...
That's what the pasuk says.
But it doesn't mean he couldn't do it.
Okay, now, I hear you. Now, the next Gemara is... the words are very easy, but the concepts are not... It's very, got it to now. The words are very easy, the concepts are very difficult. Here we go. Ubeit Hillel nami lelfi b'Moshe. So why didn't Beit Hillel learn from Moshe? That what? The two boys is enough. You don't have to have a boy and a girl. Why not? Amri lach, Beit Hillel will tell you, Moshe midaite hu da'avik. No, Moshe acted on his own. He acted on his own. He decided to stop after two boys. So it's not a riot, that's a mitzvah. Now, in a minute, the Gemara is going to say that Moshe made a kal v'chomer. His kal v'chomer was, well, Hashem told the Bnei Yisrael for a matan Torah to separate from the wife. Why? Because it's a revelation. So for me, I get a revelation every minute. I have to separate from my wife. What do you mean it's midaito? A kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Which means it's almost like a din. So Tosfos says on top, Afa gav te kal v'chomer ka'omer. What do you mean Moshe did on his own? He made a kal v'chomer. Ain't ze kal v'chomer gomer. That's not really such a good kal v'chomer. Why? Two reasons, says Tosfos. Number one, the otu b'nei shetziva pa'am echad levatel yivatel la'olam peruvu. Hashem said one time, stay away from your wife for 3 days, we're going to have a Torah. So for that, you make a kal v'chomer for the rest of your life? That's number one. Number two, what?
Yeah.
Number two, inami or dafka oz ama levatel mishama saris adibras. Saris adibras, a different story. That's a one-time thing, a different story. That you should separate from your wife. It's a Moshe made a kal v'chomer. Well, from now on, for the rest of my life, I'm going to separate. Right? Now, that's mashma. It's like, says the Tosfos Rid. Well, what if Moshe wouldn't have had children then? Let's say he would have been a young married man, no children yet. Would he have separated from his wife? Based on this Kal Vachomer?
Yeah.
Not had children at all?
Yeah.
Therefore, Bethel says, I can't learn from him. How can he be a model for me? How can he be a model for Jews? It makes sense. He would have separated without children too. Right? Without children also would have separated. How can that be a model? So it's a coincidence. You happen to have two sons. It's not a model. Very deep stuff here, you know?
It is, but the problem is, would we say that, great, Kal Vachomer works fine, but would we say that Moshe
Ditanya, Shloshim Dvarim Asu Moshe Midaito, there are three things that Moshe did on his own. We're not so sure it's on his own, right, really. Because if it's a Kal Vachomer, he's compelled. Right? The next two Tosas are going to deal with that issue. If it's a Kal Vachomer, he's sort of compelled, no? I decided on my own. He decides on his own to what he called v'skima daito el das makom, and Hashem agreed with him. Number one, pirish min aisha. He separated from his wife. Number two, shira luchos. He wasn't compelled to do that. I mean, also the mikav v'chom for that also, right? Number two, v'hosiv and number three is v'hosiv yom echad. He added an extra day for Matan Torah. Hashem said tomorrow, 2 days, whatever. And Moshe, no. He means another day. And Hashem agreed to that, because the Lamaisa of the Torah was given when Moshe said it should be given. Now, Pirish Mineisha, he separated from his wife. My drush. What more possessed him to do that? So, Uma Omar, he said, Uma Yisrael. What are the Jewish people? Shalot Dibra Imoim Shechina. Ela Lefisha. Right? The Jewish people only one time. Right? And Rekavalem Zman. And Hashem told him when it's going to happen. So, Amra Torah, Tigra Elisha. Torah said, don't go near your wife at this time now, Ban Torah. So me, Shem Yached, Ludav, Ludibor, Bechal Shah Vashah. Hashem can talk to me at any time. Velo Kavaliz Man. And it doesn't even tell me when. Allah has Kama Vakama. Certainly I should. Certainly I have to separate from my wife. So says Tos, the second Tos was, Vim Tomar. Just the opposite. Vim Tomar, 1 second. Adram, just the opposite. Mishum de Kavalahem Zman. Right? Vayidaber imohem, bevada yesh lifrosh yoser biala safik. So that Torah doesn't make any sense. Hashem told them, "I am going to come and give you the Torah. Separate from your wives and be pure." So that's a vadai. So what kind of Kal Vachomer is this? The Moshe says, "Well, for me, I'm a safik." What do you mean you're a safik? That's a vadai. This is a safik. So for a vadai, you have to separate. For a safik, you don't have to separate. Says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, the Hacha, Pirish, V'kavol lehem zman, Shloshi Yamin. The Torah said for 3 days. V'lo hayu tzrichim lifrosh el yom echad mishum keri. Why are they separating for 3 days? Ella, mishum, safek pleita. There's a safek that the zera is still inside women. So it has to come out. It takes 3 days to come out. Right? Huzkuku lifrosh Shloshi Yamin. So therefore, they have to separate for 3 days. In a chenami, what are they separating for? They're only separating so that the zera, the keri, shouldn't have any chiyus. And that takes 3 days for it to go away. Even though, lamaisa, right? Therefore, kal vachom ani, listen to this, shalom kavaliz man, Hashem never tells him when he's talking to me, it's up to Hashem. V'yesh li safek, I have a safek, she yisyached hadibur, the dibur will come, b'shas tashmish, While I'm with my wife, all of a sudden Hashem says, "Oh, biyom ta," or on that day, right? Then, in other words, we're going to plan. I'm going to be my wife at 10 p.m. and Hashem's going to talk to me at 2 p.m. or the other way around. I'm going to be at 10 p.m. Hashem's going to talk to me at 11 p.m. So that's not appropriate. So he had to separate from his wife forever. You hear this? Next, v'eskima daito ladas makom, and Hashem agreed to this. How do you know Hashem agreed to this? Shinemart says, Lech, Hashem says to Moshe, go tell everybody, Emor lehem, tell everybody, Shavu lachem l'oho lechem. Everyone can go back to their tents. V'ata, but you, po amod imodi. You stay here with me. Meaning, right? Meaning, everybody can go back to their wives. Not you. So asks Tosfos, 1 second. So then, it's not a Kal Vachomer, Hashem said it. Hashem told him, everyone go back, and you stuck with me here. Right? Says Tosfos, the third one, Vim Tomar, Minolon Shepiresh Midaito. How do you know? Thank you. How do you know he separated on his own? Valo misha shenesar b'matan Torah am Yisrael shuv lahutarlo. When Matan Torah, when everybody was asered to be with their wife, everybody got the heter. Go back. Everyone can go back. Now Moshe. Dichsiv ate po amod imadi. You stay here. So how do you know he did it on his own? Hashem told him, you know, you can't go back. Everyone else can go back, not you. V'yesh lomar, listen to this. The lav de pirish midaito, had not Moshe separated on his own, loma kos elav Aaron and Miriam, why would Aaron and Miriam say something to him? Why would they say anything? If Hashem told him you have to do it, what are they getting upset at Hashem? Obviously he did it on his own. When did he do it? We don't know, says Tosfos. But it must be he did, otherwise they're getting upset for him. You hear this? And we're not done. Ella, rather, Vadai kisheshama mipi ha'gvura al tigshu el ha'isha. The moment Hashem said, okay, we're having Matan Torah in a few days, everyone has to stay away from their wife now. The moment he said that, Nasa kal v'chomer ba'atzmo. He made a kal v'chomer on himself, v'gila la daito, and he decided, anyway, I'm not going back to her. Right? V'asa la o b'fnei atzmo, and he made a separate tent for her. Oh, or nasa la get, or he gave her get, Tosa's not sure. U'lefikach kasu olav. That's why they got angry. You hear this? They got angry because he intended to do what Hashem commanded anyway. So Vim Tomar said, and if that's the case, then Lama Huz Hamtinu Kalkach Shalokasu Olav Ela Bechatzeros Shuzman Gadol Achaman Torah. Now why did they say something 2 years later? They wake up and say something to him. Why? So we all know the story. V'Yishlomar Shalomis Galo Lahem. They didn't realize this. Miriam and Aaron didn't know all this was going on. Why? Ba'osah Shah, Kedisah B'Tzifri, Shebashah Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Likach Ayin Zekanim, Yisrael. When Hashem told Moshe to take 70 Zekanim, right? Amr Miriam, Asher Inishah Sein Shalil. Look how lucky the wives of these men are, that their husbands are such great people. Look how lucky. So, Niskavshu Gedola, they were chosen for greatness. So, Amra, Tzipora, Oy Lehem, Lenoshoshem Shalilu, woe is to them, Shemiyom, Shadibra, Hashchina, Imachicha, perish me many. The minute your husband, your brother, was spoken to by Hashem, he left me. Right? You hear?
Does that have to do with the 70s?
No, because if they get Nevuah, they can't do it with their wives. If they're 70s, they have to go away from their wife. So look at Miriam, said, look how lucky they are. Miriam said, they're not so lucky. Right? So Miriam said, what are you talking about? What do you mean? The minute they have Nevuah, they leave the wife. So Vim Tomar, V'lama Katsu Allah, Be'acha Shehiskim L'Habakom. Listen to this. Why did they get angry? L'maisa Hashem agreed to it. What's Miriam getting angry for? What's Miriam and Aaron saying? Lashon Hara? Hashem agreed to it. You ready for this answer?
They didn't know that Hashem agreed to it.
What?
They didn't know that
Hashem agreed to it. No, it doesn't give that answer. Tosfos says as follows. V'yesh lomar, mishum damrinon, b'derech sha'adam rotze leilech molichin oso. Hashem agrees with what you want to do. V'siyato b'ba l'tayar. And he helps you get better. In other words, had Moshe not thought this up, no, maybe Hashem wouldn't have done it.
Wouldn't have asked.
So Moshe caused Hashem to agree with him. So Moshe, what are you doing? Amazing fart. No?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So that would apply to the 70s as well.
Maybe they made a kavua thing now in the world. That if Hashem has nevuah with you, you can't be with your wife. I don't know, you know? It's an unbelievable thing. What Tosfos just said. It's a staggering thing what he just said.
Do you have any other Navi who separate from their wife?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if everybody was able to get nevuah so readily and...
You can't summarize it in 1 minute, could you?
Moshe separated from his wife because he made a kal v'chomer. But anyway, we're told to separate from Matan Torah for a revelation. So I have a revelation anytime. Hashem come talk to me. So I have to separate forever. So Hashem agreed to that. Because Hashem said, everyone else can go back to their tent. You stay here, Moshe. You're not going back. Right. So then Hashem agreed to it. So really... So then why did they get angry? The Tosafot says Miriam and Aaron right, they spoke Lashon Hara, that Moshe's not now with his wife. So what did they say being Lashon Hara for? Hashem agreed to it. Yeah. Hashem was masking to it. You're getting upset at the Torah. So Tosafot says, no, Hashem, because Moshe, Hashem agrees with the way you want to go. So Moshe made up in his mind, I'm not going back to my wife. Before Hashem said, don't go back. Moshe already decided, the Tosafot says. Once Hashem made a tzivui, everyone has to separate from their wife for 3 days, Moshe realized, I can never go back. Because Hashem could visit me at any time.
There was a faulty
Talmud, you said? What? Tosafot already says it was faulty. Okay. Next. Shibris aluchos, my drush. What possessed him to break the luchos? Amri, he said, Ma Pesach, Karm Pesach, Shuechem Mishay Shmeos, Vishal Jeshre Mitzvos. It's one of the 613. Amra Torah, Kol Benechar Lo Yochabo. No Benechar can eat it, partake of it. HaTorah, Kula. So the whole Torah, the Yisrael Mumarim, and the whole Bnei Yisrael, a bunch of Mumars, worshipping a golden calf. Alachat Kava Vakava, so for sure they don't get the Torah. V'eskima Daito L'das Makom, Hashem agreed. T'chsev, it says, Hashem Shibarta, says you, that you broke. V'amur Shlakish, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Yashar Kochacha, Sheh Shibarta, Shkoyach, for breaking the Luchos. Next, Hosef Yomechel Midaito Maidrush, he added another day from Matan Torah. All right, so this is a big machlokas exactly what's going on here, but this Gemara says this. The Chsev, it says, Ukidashtem Yom Machar. Hashem tells Moshe, today and tomorrow, make holy. Right? So, Hayom Kimachar. Today must be like tomorrow. Ma Machar Laila Imo. Just like tomorrow, the night included. Af Hayom Laila Imo. So to today, Hashem must want the night to be included. Therefore, V'layla, da'idna, nafagle. The night already is gone. It's already the morning. Let's say it was Tuesday. It wasn't Tuesday. It was, say, I think, a Thursday. Let's say it's Thursday. Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday. Hashem says today and tomorrow. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. Right? Hashem says, Moshe, it can't be, because Wednesday night already happened. Tuesday night already happened. So it's Wednesday. So Moshe said, it must be Thursday and then Friday. And then Matan Torah will be on Shabbos. Right? I might be off by a day here, but that's the point. The point is he had to push it off another day. The night everybody is gone. Shmamina, Shre Yome, it's 2 days. Levar Meida, besides today. V'eskima Daitel Das Makom, and Hashem agreed to this. You know why? The Lashay Shechina Ad Shabbata, because Hashem didn't show up until Shabbos. Right? Okay. Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Beishame Omrim, Beishame says like this, Shnei Zecharim, two males, Ushtei Nekevos, and two females. That's what Beishame requires. Two males and two females. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Zachar Unekeva. And Beis Hillel says no. One on one. Amr of Huna, my time with Reb Nosson, leave it to Beishame. Why does Reb Nosson say Beishame says two and two? Because, Dechziv, Vatosef Loledeth, Es Achiv, Es Hevel, right? Hevel v'achoso, Kayin v'achoso. We know, we have a drasha, we have a medrash, that the Gemara says it here, that Kayin and Hevel were each born with sisters. So Kayin is two, and Hevel's also two. Two boys, two girls. V'ksiv, and it says, Ki shasli elokim zera acher tachas Kayin, Hevel ki hargo Kayin. And not only that, there had to be a hashlama from Sheis, which further supports that it's two and two. What did Chava say? I have to have Shais now replace Kayin. So Rabbanan, what does Rabbanan say to this? It's a pretty good raya, no? So first you could say, well, who said Chava is mitzvah in Puravu? Right? But and says no. I do who become modus. No, Chava was just giving praise. She was just saying, Hashem has granted me another son. That's all.
Being grateful.
Yeah.
Even though it says that Leah was the first one grateful.
Right, so what does this mean here? Yeah, it's interesting. That's a good hara. Tanya Idach, another bryce says like this. Reb Nosson says, Beishame Omrim, Zachar Unakeva. One and a Zachar and an Akeva. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, O Zachar Unakeva. Beishame requires one and one, and Beis Hillel requires one or one. My time, Rava, my time with Reb Nosson, leave it to Beis Hillel. Why does Beis Hillel hold one or one? The answer is, Shinema Lato Bura Lashavas Yitzara. Don't make the world be fallow. V'ha'avad Lashavas. So you did your job. You didn't, it's not fallow. You left it over somebody.
If I I'll take this.
Itmar. Okay, so now, ready for this, all this? Ready? Here we go. Itmar. Hayulo banim. Let's say you had children. Bihiyoso ovikochavim. When you were a guy. Viniskayer. And now you became a Jew. So do those kids count for Peruvu? Peruvu
is not a
Jew. Huh?
Yeah, Peruvu is a Jew, it's not a guy.
Peruvu is not a guy, right?
Not a Jews.
Peruvu is not a Jews?
Yeah, it was given to Adam. It's given to Noah.
Yeah, but it's not one of the seven mitzvahs, Bnei Noach.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
So, that's the question. So, B'yochel Amar, Kayim Peruvu. Rochelin says, you were already Mekayim Peruvu. Now, L'chora, these kids of yours are not becoming Jews. You're becoming a Jew.
Let's say they were. Let's say they became Jews. That's the same question idea.
What?
Let's say they all converted. Is that related?
It's not yours.
I'm saying, even if they don't become Gerim. I'm saying, even if they don't become Gerim, it's still good. It's still, you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rish Lakish Amar, lo Kayim Peruvu. No, you have to do it over. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kayim Peruvu, da Havale. At the end of the day, you have children. Rish Lakish Amar, lo Kayim Peruvu. Gershin is Gayer, Kikatan Shinola Dummy. A Ger becomes a new creation. Now, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree with that? That you become a new creation? Everyone agrees to that. It says Tosfos in the Tosfos of Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kayim Peruvu, Afal Gavdil Inyan Kamadvar Marina Gershis and Kotin Shinola Dummy. Nobody argues on that idea. Everyone agrees to that. Mikal Makom, Mistabrule Rabbi Yochanan Hacha, Yochanan agrees over here. Kivan Dibinachriuso Kayim, since when you went, while you were a guy, Kayim Zaro Miyuchas Acharov, you have children that are Miyuchas after you, Ba'osa Shah Miftar Nami Kishenis Gayer, so when you become a Ger, you are Potter. Well, he didn't really say anything, Tosfos. He didn't really answer it. He didn't really answer what Rabbi Yochanan really holds. Right? And by the way, Va'azdu L'tamayhu, the truth is that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue on another idea in the same inyan, which is what? Itmar. You had children when you were a guy, and now you become a Jew. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein lo b'char l'nachla. You don't have a b'char l'nachla. The Havile Rashis Ono. In other words, who's the b'char? Your goyish son. Ah, you had two kids before you were, when you were a guy. Those kids don't convert with you. Now you become a Jew. You have a b'char now. You marry a Jewish girl. You have a b'char. Is he a b'char for nachla? Says Rabbi Yochanan, no.
Who is?
Nobody. Nobody. Ain't Bukhar. There's no Bukhar. It's like I had a girl first. There's no Bukhar. Why is there no Bukhar? You already have kids. Same Rabbi Yochanan who said that if you're Megayer before, if when you're Megayer, you don't have to do Peruvu again. But same Shita. Right?
So it counts for children, but doesn't count for Bukhar.
Exactly. Which go, they make sense. They go hand in hand. Those two didn't go hand in hand.
Why?
The point is, what your kids before count.
But not for
Bukhar. No, in other words, you have a Bukhar already. Happens to be, it's a guy.
So you can't give him
so you can't give your new son here a Bukhar. It's like having a girl first. Right. You don't have a Bukhar. Not everyone has a Bukhar. You don't have a Bukhar. Right? Right? Not everyone has. Same thing with Isaac. They go here, the same Shita. And Rish Lakish Amar, no, Yesh lo Bukhar l'nachla. Why? Gershin is kind of called Shinola Dami. You have a son right now. I have four kids from before him when I was a guy. That doesn't count.
Right.
You're a new person now. Now you had a Bukhar, that counts. It's the exact same Shita. Now, so why did you say the same thing twice? I need to say the same thing twice. If you only would have told me the story about Peruvu, then I would have said Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Rabbi Yochanan holds, that your children count for Peruvu. Why? Because even when you were a guy, you were a Bnei Peruvu. How's that? How's that? Says Tosfos, the Tosfos of Bnei Peruvu. Vim Tomar, the Beperik Dalad Misos Mashma, the Bnei Noach, Lo Mifkadu Peruvu. There's no such thing. It's not one of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Peruvu. So what does the Gemara mean? That Rabbi Yochanan says, even when you were a guy, you were Bnei Peruvu. What does that mean? The Yeshua, what that means is, the Hacha, Lav Bnei Chiva Peruvu Kamar. It doesn't mean you're Chayiv in Peruvu. Elo, you know what it means? Klamar, Shebneihem Nekroim Al Shmam. Everybody has it. Every nation in the world has that. This is my son. He's named after me. He's got the same name as me. Everyone has that. Such a concept. And maybe these tribes, even they have it. Everyone has it.
Okay.
Everyone has such a thing. This is my son. It doesn't mean it's a chi of approval. It means you have people that take it, that they have your name.
George
they
in the first, the second, the
what?
George Foreman. One, two, three, four.
So everyone has that. That's enough. Aval, le'inyin nachla. I, but regarding nachla, delav b'nei nachla linu, even if goyim have laws of inheritance, which most do, they don't have nachla laws, that they don't have. Ema modula l'rish lakish. Maybe they would agree to rish lakish. You have to start over. V'yidmar baha, and if I only would have the case of nachla, baha kama rish lakish. Here's a rish lakish that you start over. Aval b'ahi b'vapuravu, ema modula l'rabi yochanan. Maybe he agrees with rabi yochanan. Therefore, it's tzvichi, therefore you need both. Eisei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. One second. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, you tell me you start over, or what? Or there's no yichud. It says, Be'etahi, Shalach, Baradach, Baladan, Ben Baladan, Melech Bavel. So what do you see? What do you see from here? Right? That Goyim go after their father also. Right? Goyim, you're not going to like this next few lines here. I'm telling you now. Goyim go after their father also. Goyim go after their father also. So therefore, was that Goyim go after their father? This person here, whoever this was, this guy in Malachim Beis, he didn't convert. The point is that he had also a son and a father. So why would you say Rish Lakish that when you become a Jew, that changes? Lamayas is still your son. So Amalei, yeah. Of course, I agree with that. Goyim also have yichus. The guy's his father, he's his son. Of course, right? Of course, I agree with that. No question about it. This guy rules lechias. Once you become a ger, you lose connection with those children on a halachic level. On a halachic level, they're not considered the key your kids anymore. On a halachic level, they're not your kids anymore, and therefore. And therefore, you start over.
There's a problem with that.
No, I know. Amar Rav, I know. Amar Rav, one second. Rav says, Hakol mo din be'evet she'ein lo chiyas. Everyone agrees that don't have chiyas. Everyone knows. It says, Shavu lechem po im hachamor. You stay here, he tells Eliezer, you stay here with the donkey. Am hadomo lechamor. The nation is compared to a donkey. That's no chiyas. Donkeys have no chiyas. I may say, one second. It says, Ulatziva. And to Tziva, right, who by the way was an Eved, Haya Chamisha Eser Banim, he had 15 kids, Vasar Vesrim Avadim, and 20 Avadim. So what do you mean? They don't mean they don't have kids, they had so many kids. So Gemara says, yeah, Amar Vacha, Amar Yaakov, yeah, Kipar Ben Bakar. Like I say, Apar Ben Bakar. Those are his Ben, that's what the Ben means, like Apar Ben Bakar. That's all it means.
What was the
Mace thing? What? You tell me that there's no chiyas by Avadim. Yeah. What do you mean? Tziva had a bunch of kids.
Kids?
Yeah. So that's a few more answers. Parben Bakar. It's like animals also have kids. Mm-hmm. Right? Animals also have kids. All also have offspring. That's what it's like. It's like an animal. Ihachi Hachanami. So why don't Ihachi Hachanami? So say the same thing by Goyim. Say the same thing by Goyim. That what?
They have
sons, they populate the world. They have what, as they say, progeny. That's like animals also have that. So Gemara says, you're right. Shiny Hossam, it's different here. Diachsu Bishmaihu. Because it was a Yichus here. It didn't just say he had 20 kids. It said his name was this, his father's name was this. Right? Dichsiv. Diachsinu Bishmaihu Ubishmadavuhon. Right? Vahacha, but by Tziva, Lo Mafarech. It doesn't say anybody, it doesn't say anyone's names. You know why? It doesn't make a difference. They have no chiyas. V'ibayisim, I'll give you another answer. Yachzinu b'duch ta'achwiti. There's another place in the Torah, in the Navi, where it says ba'avuhon u'ba'avadavuhon. It's a father and also a grandfather. Dichsiv, it says, v'yishalchem hamelech asa, to who? El ben hadad, ben tavrimon, ben chizyon, melech haram. Hayoshim b'damesach lemar. No animals have that. Yeah, and they have no relationship with a grandfather.
We have to bring rice from the beginning.
Because how do you know the sky is blue? Because the pasuk said so.
No,
that's
all,
why.
No, all the rishis in Noah talks about Ben.
What?
The little genie. I have to go to to Tanakh?
It's a good question.
I mean, it's a good question.
Want to say before Matan Torah? It's a good question. You have to go to some obscure pasuk in Navi to get a grandfather. I hear.
Also, it says another verse. It says Eliezer and Hamor. I mean, one pasuk he's compared to Hamor.
Yeah.
The next parsha, Avram entrusts the whole future of Klal Yisrael to Eliezer.
Right.
Right.
It's an interesting idea.
Right?
Yeah. I once heard a vort like, where's that pasuk said? Shavulich and Paul Machamor. By the Akedah. So it's such a holy time in Jewish history. That's when you learn the halacha that an Eved has no yichus. So I once heard a var like maybe Avram was like thinking to himself, so what happens here? What's going to happen over here? I'm going to kill my son Yitzchak. What's going to happen here? So Hashem already told me that I'm not going to have any. Hashem already told me that it's going to come from me. Maybe he meant Eliezer. No one left.
He answered that one
right. So the answer is Shavu Machamar.
No, he answered that.
Not Eliezer. It's like it reinforced in the Sion. Right here, I want you to know there's no such thing as Yichus by an Eved. It's not him. Take that son of yours and go kill him. Like it reinforces.
He answered that question already before he sent Eliezer.
I know that, but maybe he started second guessing though. What's going to be? If I kill Yitzchak, what's going to be here? Maybe Hashem will take that back. Maybe it'll be Eliezer. No, it's not Eliezer. Shavu Lechapo Machamar. That's what I once heard. And where I heard that from. You know, it reinforces the Nisayon. Makes it harder, exactly. There's no way out here, Avram. Don't think it's going to be them. Not Yishmael either. You hear? Okay. Now.
That was later. The Nisayon, when Avram tells Eliezer separates from you, is later.
It's afterwards anyway.
It's after the Akedah.
Yeah. Right. No, Hashem does tell Avraham, you're going to have a son, he's going to be, and now Hashem tells him, go kill him. So I'm thinking, what's going to be? Maybe Hashem will take that back. Maybe, we'll be talking to Eliezer, maybe. No, it's not. No. Shavu lechem po machamor. Okay. Itmar. Hayolo banim umesu. Let's say Nebuch, someone has sons and they died. So Rav Huna Amar, kayim peruvu. Rav Huna says, you fulfilled peruvu. Rav Yochanan Amar, lo kayim. No, you did not. We hold like that. You can have children and you can lose the mitzvah. There are only two mitzvahs in the Torah that you could do them and then lose it. One is peruvu, and the other one is writing a Sefer Torah. If you write a Sefer Torah and it becomes puzzle, or you lose it, the mitzvah goes away. It's interesting. It's the first mitzvah. Yes. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah and the last.
Why would that be?
What?
Why would that be?
Because the purpose of the mitzvah, because the purpose of the mitzvah has been defeated. It's been defeated.
The purpose. 70 years later down the line, because possibly can't use it now.
So what about a child?
I retroactively get it.
What about a child?
I don't know. I understand.
You have one child, and 70 years old, he dies. I don't know about that.
It's a very hard thing.
But
it's out of his hands. God, it's an actual.
We're not judging anybody. You're right. It's out of his hands. Just telling you the practicality.
Give him a minus one on his
test. Rav Huna, where am I? Rav Huna Amar Kayim, Mishum Dev Asi. Rav Huna says, no, you fulfill the mitzvah. Why? The Amar Vasi, Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach will not come, Ad Sheyachlu Kol HaNashamot Sheva Guf. Until all the souls of the Guf, whatever that is, it's a mystical, some mystical idea, which the Gemara is going to mention in another 2 days. It's a mystical idea. Mashiach won't come, so whatever that is, that guf is depleted of neshamos. So even if you had a son, even if you have children and they didn't make it, at least you helped deplete the guf. So therefore, you brought Mashiach one step closer, and therefore it's okay. Kiruach melufana yatov. He asks Tosfos Yeshanim, but 1 second, we know there's another Gemara that says that if you keep 2 Shabbases, Mashiach will come. What about this guf having being depleted? I'm not worried about that. If you keep 2 Shabbases, Mashiach will come. Right? How do you reconcile that?
And we have a song, just one Shabbos.
What? Yeah. He says like this. If the B'nai Yisrael would keep 2 Shabboses, you know what would happen? There are people that have 6 children at one time. In no time at all, that goof will get depleted. That's what he answers. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo kayem peruvu. You didn't fulfill your mitzvah peruvu. Why not? Because l'shev zitzar b'ina v'aleka. Well, Maisa, you have to populate the world. You didn't do it. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It still didn't do it.
The result didn't happen.
The effort. We'll get to that in a second. If the effort was done, But the result, unfortunately, was not done. So, Meisei, 1 second. B'nei Banim, Arehim Kebanim. B'nei Banim are like children. So if you have grandchildren, that also counts. Right? So I'm not sure what the Gemara answers here. Kitanya hi lahashlim. What does that mean? Kitanya hi lahashlim. When we said that it doesn't, it's a problem that you didn't fulfill your mitzvah, we're talking about lamat lahashlim. What does that mean, lahashlim?
If he didn't have a boy and a girl, he only had a boy, then he had a granddaughter, that completes the mitzvah for him.
Uh-huh.
That completes his mitzvah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that... That's where it completes.
So 1 second. B'nei banim harehim kibanim. Meis echad mehem. If one of them died. Oh, shenim tzitzvis. Or one of them can't have children. Right? Lo kayim puruvu. You weren't mekayim puruvu. Tiyufta the ravuna tiyufta. It's a tiyufta on ravuna. What do you see from here? What do you see? That you don't mekai in the mitzvah with that Rav Huna is wrong, right?
But he said that if you die, you're still mekai in the mitzvah. He said
now it says we disprove him. That's how impossible. We don't pass him like that. Okay, b'nei banim reim kibanim. Grandchildren are like children. Safra abay alameim are bra lebra, a grandson like a son. Brata lebrata, a daughter like a granddaughter. V'kolshkein bra lebrata, and for sure, a son from a daughter. Avol brata lebra lo, but a daughter from a son, no. I don't know why I would think that. Amalei Rava, l'sheveth yitzar b'inovika. What's the difference? Who gave birth to who? The point is l'sheveth. You mekayim l'sheveth.
Right. There are two things, per yirvika and l'sheveth. Aren't there two mitzvahs? L'sheveth.
What?
Yitzar is one mitzvah and per yirvika is one thing.
Yeah, but it's subsumed. If you mekayim per yirvika, you mekayim l'sheveth.
Right.
So, dekuli amamihas, trei mechad lo. Everybody agrees, two from one is not working. What is two from one?
Two grandchildren from one surviving child.
Two grandchildren from one surviving child does not help. Velo? V'amr of Yogle, Rabbanon of Sheshes, Rabbanon said to Sheshes, Nasiv Itatha, marry a woman, V'olud B'ni, have children. V'amalahu, B'nei Brati, B'nei Ninu. What, would a granddaughter, grandchildren from my daughter help? Right? I'm sorry, that'll help. It'll help. It'll help. So what do I need? So the Gemara says, no. Hasam dechui kovet dekatikilei. Rav Sheshes, that wasn't a good answer. He just pushed it off. Why? Because Rav Sheshes iyaker. He couldn't have children anymore. Mipirkei de Rav Huna. Because he got sick somehow by going to Rav Huna's shir. He wasn't able to leave. He couldn't go to the bathroom. I don't know. Something strange. He got sick. So he didn't want to. He was embarrassed. So he said, "Oh, I already have grandchildren. I don't need to have more children."
The shiur went very long, and they went bad. They couldn't go to the bathroom.
They couldn't go to the bathroom, so right, they became sterile. So he didn't want to publicize that. So he said, "Oh, I have grandchildren, right? I don't need to have more children. I already have grandchildren." That's not true. Amale Rabba Rav Marva Bar Mari Menaha Milsa Dam Rabana Bana Benehem Kibanim. How do you know there's a concept like that? That grandchildren are like children. Ima ilema dichsev habanos bonosai vabanos bonai. Right? When Lavan said that, I think Lavan said that.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Ela meata hatzon tzoni hachanami. The tone on my tone also, same story. It means there's no progeny. No. Ela, the kanis mine hachanami the kanisale. It means he owned it. So do like he owned these children. Ela mehacha from over here. It says acha ba chetron el beis machir avigilad vateilois shiguv. And it says, "Menei Machir Yardu Mechokekim Uksiv Yehuda Mechokekai." In other words, they're calling the grandchildren of Yehuda, who apparently married these Menashe's children here from Bnei Machir, and they're called Mechokekim. Why? Because Bnei Banim are Rehem Kibanim. Okay.
The Rashi says about Yisro.
That what?
Bnei Banim Kibanim.
Rashi says it.
Yeah, from Yisro.
Yeah, from Yisro.
Yeah.
There's only one place in the Torah that talks about grandchildren. One place. Anybody know where it is? It's a good trivia question.
What do you mean talks about grandchildren? That one.
There's one place in the Torah that mentions grandchildren. You know, as a positive thing. Besides Menashe and Ephraim being with Yaakov, which is the only place in the Torah where there's a relationship between a grandchild and a grandfather. Doesn't say anywhere that Avram and Yaakov had a relationship. Oh, we have a Medrash, they were alive together for a certain number of years. Doesn't say it in the Torah like that. In the Torah, you think that Avram's dead, right? He's making the lentils, but you don't. It's all behind the scenes. It doesn't say anything fairish. It does say that Yaakov, Menashe, and Ephraim go visit Yaakov. It does say that. right? And it does say that Yosef had grandchildren on his knee, but it doesn't really, doesn't who they are, you know? There's one place in the Torah. If we have time, I'll tell you. I'm not going to have time. Masnisin de laskar of Yeshua. The Mishnah is not like, it's an unbelievable vart. Masnisin, it's a great thing to say like over like a, like some family simcha with a grandfather in the room. Masnisin de laskar of Yeshua. The Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Nasha Adam Isha Bialduso. Yasa Isha Bizeknuso. You marry when you're young, great. Marry when you're old, have children. Hayulabanim Bialduso. Yulabanim Bizeknuso. Shinemar. Baboker Zerez Arecha. In the morning, have good in the morning, go plant. Ularev Al Tanachi Adecha. And at night, don't sit around, do nothing. Ki Encha Yodea. Ezi Kasher Hazeh. Ozeh. Vim Shnem Ke Echa Tovim. You don't know which children are going to turn out good and not good, so you keep having children. That's not, I mentioned, didn't say that. Our mission said you have one and one or two, that's it. And this one says keep on going. Rabbi Kiva Omar, Loma Torah Bialduso. If you learn Torah in your youth, Yoma Torah Bizeknuso. If you learn Torah in your old age. Everyone asks, what's Rabbi Kiva talking about? I would think in your old age you don't have to learn Torah. What's Rabbi Kiva saying? Learn Torah when you're young, learn Torah when you're old. Like a big chiddush from Rabbi Kiva. Look, what's he saying? Some change the gear so they say he's teaching Torah. There's no mitzvah to teach Torah. Mitzvah to learn Torah. What? To your children, no. So you say, if you learn Torah, if you're able to teach when you're young, keep on teaching when you're older. It has a little bit of a tab. What he's saying here now doesn't mean anything.
Well, we're saying to teacher that does say in Torah that you should teach children.
Ha yilo talmidim yalduso, yilo talmidim yizeknuso. Right? Have talmidim. Shinemar,
but. Same thing, according to.
Right, exactly. It makes more sense to say that to learn Torah. The hard thing, or I need Rabbi Kiva to tell me I should learn Torah when I'm older.
Revisit it. Don't.
Oh, revisit it. Okay, so you have to give some other shot.
Not only that, once you learn when you're young.
No, because the point is, it's to parallel the first case. The first one said, get married when you're young, have children when you're young, have children when you're old. Now Rabbi Kiva says, learn when you're young, learn when you're old. Yes. What do you mean, learn when you're young, learn when you're old?
Because it follows. Once you start learning when you're young, you'll just naturally stay learning.
I know, but you don't need Rabbi Kiva to say that.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Shinemar baboker baboker bazer ezarecha. Amru shnayim eser elef zugim talmidim hayil Rabbi Akiva. He had 12,000. Everyone knows this. He had 12,000 pairs of talmidim megivas ad antipras from givas to antipras. So kulan meisi b'paragecha. They all died on one day. B'nei shalonogu kavod zel zeh. Now the paragecha means at one time. B'nei shalonogu kavod zel zeh. The world was desolate. He taught five more talmidim. Who are they? So here it says it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. There's one other girsa where Rabbi Nachman's thrown in, or Rabbi Nechemiah's thrown in. The Haim, Hamidu Torah Osasha. They were the ones that continued Torah. What? Tana? Kulon Mesu Beperek Mipesach V'Yad Atzeres. They all died from Pesach to Atzeres, which is Shavuos. Now, two things. First of all, they purposely, Hashem made it, they all died at the same time. Otherwise, no one would have said, hey, what's going on here with these talmidim? Why are they all dying? Because everyone dies. Everyone dies. So if they would have died over a 20-year period, nobody would have raised an eyebrow. It didn't happen. They died at one time. Not one mention here of Lag BaOmer. The Gemara doesn't say a word about Lag BaOmer. The Be'iri says, we have a tradition that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Where'd that tradition come from? It's a tradition. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara here about Lag BaOmer. Right? Amar Rav Chama Bar Abava V'Itam Rav Chia Bar Avin Kula Mesu Misara. They all died a very bad death. Mahi, what's that? Amar Rav Nachman as Askara. Amar Rav Mathna Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, I don't want to end on a bad note. Amar Rav Tancham Amar Rav Chaniloi Kal Adam She'ein Lo Isha. If you're not married, if you don't have a wife, Shari below Simcha, below Bracha, below Tova. Look at all the bad things you don't have. Below Simcha dechsev, sah machte it ata uveisecha. Below Bracha dechsev, lo niach Bracha al beisecha. Below Tova, which is number three, dechsev lo Tova yos adam levado. Bimarava Amri, another thing. Below Torah, you don't have wife, you don't have Torah. Below Choma, you don't have a wall. What does that mean? You don't have a wall. What? Below Torah, Dechsev, Im, Ayin, Ezrasi, Biv, Toshia, Nidcha, Mimeni. Below Choma, Dechsev, Nekeva, Tesovev, Gever. What does that mean? The woman surrounds, circles the man. That's the makar. At a wedding, the bride circles the groom. What she's doing is, she's creating the wall. Right? That's what it is. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here. Well, you know what? Let's do Amar Rabba Bar Ula, number 6. Below Shalom, Techsiv Yadata, Kishalom, Ahalecha, Upakarcha, Navcha, Velo Sechata. Okay? So I saw one of the Mefarshim says, these 6 correspond to the 6 Sheva Brachas. And then one Sheva Brachas is something else. I don't know, all these 6 ideas. Torah, Simcha, Tatova, Choma, 6 ideas. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.
Yeah, so what's the source?